Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Yes, so we thank God for this Sunday. My wife is not here. We had someone who was having Thanksgiving. Their child was had a hip surgery, hip replacement surgery in India, and it went well. So this family that I'm closely related to so at the Thanksgiving, yeah, they stay in Omonyonyo. So first it was a mass at some basilica something. Yeah, at 4, and then a dinner at their home at thereafter. Yeah, obviously there was no way I was going to go for mass. Okay, but you guys, you can do your thing. But for me, yeah. So, yeah. And so we left that place like 10. We got home past 11. Yeah, so, yeah. People are tired. That's why my wife is not here. Glory be to God. Yes, at one point, the lady of the home, okay, who I'm more closely related to, you know, as we're eating and she was socializing with the guests, she came to me and we talked. Okay. Meanwhile, music was playing. She came to me and as we talked, she's like, "By the way, that is not the music what he's supposed to play." And I knew that she was lying. But because of me, okay, she had to. Because even when she left, she didn't go to the DJ. But she knew the guy. She had, because I'm on a certain WhatsApp group and we're there with her. And I had posted a dream which Esther had recently. And in the dream, God was showing her how he sees people who are into people who sing secular music. Okay? Did you listen to it, Bob? Glory be to God. We have our issues with Bob, but we shall what? All right? Anyway, so she came to me and said, you know, we talked that thing. Then she said, by the way, I need to talk to the DJ. That's not the music supposed to be what? But when she left, she didn't go to the DJ. Okay? But I'm glad that at least she knows that they were doing something wrong. Okay? And I'm glad that when she sees me, she what? She, yeah, somehow she, anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay? Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, but it was a wonderful event. Yeah, Omonyonyo of course makes you wonder that obafe jetubera tuli kuchi. Okay, it's a nice place. Amen. It's a very very nice place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Miriam, same thing. Okay, yeah. Mary, Mariamu. Yeah, good to see you, eh? Yeah, we are sorry what happened. And as a church, we gave the help that we could give. Okay? Yes. For those of you who don't know, we didn't have a prayer meeting on a certain day because the worship team had to go and minister at Mariam's mother's home. Okay? And, you know, they ministered so well. And after that, I told them, Nemwe, eh? Rachi, why don't you sing like that at church? Yeah, I was joking, but also I wasn't joking. Glory be to God. Yeah, but Bambi, they did so well. Glory be to God. And we had, yes, we have never appreciated them for that. Yes, so Esther and group, thank you so much for what you did for our sister. We are glad to see your mother here and Nyakato. Okay? Nyakato is Mariam's sister. Okay? Yeah. Of course, we have been seeing Mariam's husband every Sunday. So, yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? There must be a reason why he's seated north and then are seated south. Okay? The Baganda have their what? Yeah, but God is what? God is very good. Hallelujah. Yes, Juliana, good to see you also. Okay? Juliana single-handedly she single-handedly built a good foundation of our worship team. Glory be to God. So, yeah, we shall always appreciate her for that. Glory be to God. Okay? Sometimes, mobisela byange ebyeddembe. Okay? I sometimes sit and I imagine a day when, you know, like LAT will be tens of thousands of people, okay? Then there will be someone who left us, but they did a great work, in LAT. And maybe other time they have come back or they have come to visit. Then I imagine what? Calling them what? From the crowd. And say, my guy, no. Okay? Yeah. Was part of the laying of the foundation when anyone didn't care to know that we existed. Okay? So I have that list. Okay? I have that what? Of course, I don't have the list, but I always remember some chaps here. But there are also those who played a part, but then they didn't live well. So those ones will never be what? Never, yeah. Okay? When you leave a place, live well. Eh? Okay? Don't live like you've stolen something. Eh? Yeah, so those ones, never, never, never. They are not what? That is God's business. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, so last week we talked about casting our cares upon the Lord, for he cares for us. Okay? Cares includes anxieties, worries, concerns, okay, about anything. Okay? The Bible says we should cast them upon the Lord, for he cares for us. That is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, okay? If we read it from the Amplified Version of the Bible, it says that, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care, okay? Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Okay? By the way, you don't cast your cares to God. All right? Okay? There's someone I heard on Thursday saying what? You cast your cares to God. No. You cast your cares upon God. There's a very big difference. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is important. Yes, it's important that we really cast our cares upon the Lord. Okay? Not casting our cares upon the Lord, like I said, can get you sick. Can get us sick. Hmm? Do you know that you can go mad? Okay? Because you're carrying a burden. Carrying burdens which you should cast unto or upon the Lord. Okay? You can go crazy. Then before you know it, Okay, the administrator of Last Adam Tabernacle receives a phone call from Butavika. Said, we know Muntu Wawano. We have your person here. You're laughing about these things, but they happen. Okay? Yeah. Okay? Okay, you can get hypertension, a young person, hypertension, because of cares. Glory be to God. And the worst bit, of course, is those cares can lead you to walk away from the Lord. Okay? Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Okay? Jesus was interpreting the parable of the sower. Okay? And he said that those who received seed among the thorns are those who hear the word and the cares of this world. Okay? And the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and those people become unfruitful. Okay, meaning that cares can choke the word of salvation, the gospel that you received. Okay, and then before you know it, okay, you have departed from the Lord. Probably because osazewo okwesalira amagezi. You understand? Eh? You're like, God, you know, I'm going to what? To solve this issue myself. And then you go the evil way. Glory be to God. So it's important, people, that we cast our cares upon the Lord. For he cares for us affectionately and cares about us watchfully. How do we cast our cares upon the Lord? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. From the KJV, it says that, be careful for nothing. Okay? Okay, do not be full of care. That's why I say, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Glory be to God. Let your requests be made known unto God, that is, casting our cares upon the Lord. How? By prayer. Okay, by what? By prayer. Mwine, by prayer. Glory be to God. Mwine just cast his cares upon the mother. As in, okay, school fees, just, you know. In fact, I don't think that's a care. He's like, man, those are not mine. Glory be to God. Okay, so we cast our cares upon the Lord by prayer. Hallelujah. We talked about that. Amen? Yeah. Now, this gives me an opportunity to briefly talk about the foundational principles of effective prayer. Okay? These are foundational, basic, primary. Okay? Yes. However, we need to hear these things over and over again. Glory be to God. And for some people, some of these things, they could be hearing them for the first time. Okay? And God wants them to learn them. Okay? The foundational principles of effective prayer. Okay? By the way, Lydia, have you ever thought about prayer in this church? Okay? Like, I thought about it like 9 years, eh? You know? We've never, like, okay? But maybe we talk about it here and there, but not as a topic. I don't remember that. But maybe. Do you remember some of that? Yeah. Okay? Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you don't know. Okay, you know these things. Glory be to God. Okay, so the foundational principles of effective or prayer. Okay? Yes, by the way, I've remembered. Before we talk about that, I need to testify that on Thursday, the car Bob sold. Okay? That Thursday, it had a new pair of shoes for me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And so, After we prayed, Bob comes to me and tells me that Pastor, I have something for you in the car. So when someone says they have something for you in the car, and I know Bob goes up country, right? So I was like, now chicken, matoke, you know, eh? So I asked him, is that? Then he said, no. Something, you know. So I told him, okay, my car is there, and I think we shall meet there, like at the car. So anyway, he comes when I'm in the car, and he gives me a small bag. Okay, so I put it in the car. Then after some time, I realized that what? It's a pair of shoes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, now, number one, okay, effective prayer begins before we go into prayer. By the way, that is not the principle, okay? Okay? The principle is we should be walking in righteousness, okay, before we go into a prayer. Okay? So that is foundational principle number one. Okay? Vanessa's niece, cousin? Yes, good to see you again. Okay? Remind us your name. Trisa. Okay. Yes. For you said it with an accent, but for me, I said it as an old man. Yeah. Okay, walking in righteousness. Okay, okutambulira mu butuukirivu. Okay, is the first principle as far as effective prayer is concerned. Glory be to God. The Bible says in Psalm 66, verse 18, that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Okay? You've seen that verse. Okay? Psalm 66, verse 18. Okay? The psalmist said, if I regard iniquity, sin, wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Huh? Olive, have you seen it? The Lord will not what? The Lord will not hear me. Now, someone can argue that was in the Old Testament. Now it doesn't matter if you are in the Lord, in Jesus. You can sin as much as you want to sin, and the Lord will hear your prayers. Okay? Now, in the New Testament, Peter quoted from Psalm 34, another psalm, and he quoted a certain line or a phrase, But for us, we shall read just one phrase, and that is in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, So now we are reading the New Testament. And Peter says, quoting from Psalm 34, that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Okay? This is in what? The New Testament. Exactly what the psalmist said in Psalm 66. That if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Okay? And Peter quotes the Old Testament and says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Okay? I remember Peter is writing to Christians. Okay? In fact, when you read the whole passage, he's basically telling them how to enjoy life and see good days. And he tells them that depart from evil. Christians. Okay? Then he quotes a psalm which says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. Glory be to God. Okay, Mwini, are you hearing? Okay, you're reading the Bible. Oh, wow. To find a girl that age who has a Bible on his phone, yetaga seed. Glory be to God. Okay, I'm going to give you what? Money. That age, a Bible on the phone, okay, that is commendable. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Let me give you the money before I do a lot of math in my head. My lunch, my what? Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Commendable, okay? Keep that Bible on your phone, okay, and read it. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? So, God is saying, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Okay? Glory be to God. That means if you walk in righteousness, okay, before you go into prayer, you're going to be heard. You have audience with God. But if you're walking in iniquity, you won't have audience with God. Glory be to God. So effective prayer, like I said, begins way before you go to pray. Hallelujah. Okay? Very important. Eh? And please don't ignore it. Hallelujah. Okay? When we began to pray, when we began the service, Esther led us to read Psalm 145. I think it was from verse 17. Okay? Yeah, but I'm interested in verse 19, which says that He, God, will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear the cry and save them. Okay? The cry of which people? The cry of those who fear Him. Glory be to God. You've gotten the point. Okay? Young people who are here, okay? Carl, Christian, okay? Please, learn the things, mangu, mangu. Glory be to God. Okay? Before you grow, anyway, hallelujah. Okay? So, foundational principle number one of effective prayer is walk in righteousness. Glory be to God. Number two, okay? Start prayer with thanksgiving. The Bible says in Psalm 100 from verse 4 to 5 that, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Okay? Of course, the psalmist was writing during the Old Testament dispensation when there was a temple. Okay? Remember? There was a temple. And the presence of God used to dwell in the Holy of Holies. So the temple was a building. Okay? And there was like a fence around it. Okay? And you had to enter that place through a gate. Okay? That is, you're going to approach God. And he says that, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Don't enter with this praise here. Okay? That won't do you, might not do you any good. Okay? But enter with what? With praise. Glory be to God. Okay? So, don't just kubama into the what? Into the presence of God. You enter like a thug. No, you don't do that. Glory be to God. Okay? You don't do that. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Thank God. Why? Because it's good. Even when you have, man, life is bad. You're like, God, you need to hear quickly. All right? But enter with thanksgiving. So kumwane. You understand? Because he deserves the kuwana. Okay? Say good things about him. He's good. He's what? God is good. Okay, God is good, very, very good. Whether you stay in Munyonyo or you stay where? Wherever. Okay? Glory be to God. Juliana, by the way, once upon a time I wanted to send you a text when you're in the States to thank you for doing the road that leads to your mother's house. She tarmacked it. Wow. Okay. Okay. I won't add anything more to that. But it was a very bad road. Okay? But Juliana did what? Tarmacked it. Glory be to God. Yeah. But I'd say that I won't add anything to that. Okay, so enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Thank God. Say good things about him. Glory be to God. Okay? Be thankful to him. Hallelujah. Basic stuff. But this thing can either get your prayer answered or not. Yeah, you see. Yeah. Okay? You can, yeah. Even in the world, this is how things operate. Don't just go to the president and then you just start what? All good or affair. You can hear the way guys start. Honorable, they even call him. No, not honorable. Your excellence. Your excellence. We thank you. Since you came into power 40 years ago, things have changed. You can hear those ambassadors when they come. They're on their own things, but they tell the guys, since you came into power, Uganda has changed. Like they have been here. Ugandans, you know. But when they just want an oil deal. Okay? You understand? Okay? Now for them, they might be lying. Okay? But with God, when you say good things about him, you're not lying. You're saying the truth. He's good. Glory be to God. Amen? We can see even Jesus, when the disciples asked him that, Lord, teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples. Okay, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, okay, Jesus tells them that in this manner, therefore, pray. Okay, he says that, pray that, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, to hallow, I checked it up. Okay, to hallow means to make holy, to dedicate, to set apart, to sanctify. Okay, so you're telling God, God, your name is holy. Okay, you are holy. Okay, holy means set apart. So when you tell God that he's holy, you're basically saying that he's above all other gods. He's alimuligie. Glory be to God. He's in his own class. Tewali amwenkana. Glory be to God. And that's how Jesus taught us to pray. Say, Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be. Is it hallowed or hallowed? Hallowed. Ah, okay, good. Not hallowed. Hallowed. Okay? Okay. Hallowed be. Hallowed be thy name. Okay? When you credit you, whether you want it or not, you're going to learn English. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? So enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Glory be to God. And that is exactly how Jesus also taught us how to begin prayer. Hallelujah. Number three, ask forgiveness, okay, for sins. Glory be to God. Ask God to forgive you of your sins, okay? Okay, in Matthew chapter 6, 12, as Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray, okay, after he has told them that, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, in verse 12, okay, he says that you should also pray saying, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Okay? Forgive us what? Our debts or our sins. Okay? As we what? So you ask for forgiveness. Glory be to God. Okay? There is a long doctrine which I had almost fallen for, which says that in the New Testament, you don't ask God for forgiveness. All your sins were carried on the cross. Yeah? Past, present, and future. And Andrew Womack helped to set that into what? Motion in Uganda. Not that he's a false teacher, I don't know. Okay, but on this one and on some other things, You understand? You should ask God for forgiveness. Okay? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is in the New Testament. Okay? But because some idiots have decided to say, no, we don't ask forgiveness. Okay? They have said that 1 John chapter 1 was not written to Christians. Because mulimu verse ebakwata. Bakamba, no, your chapter, your John wasn't writing to Christians. Okay? Can you imagine such stupidity? Such foolishness that there are some things in the New Testament that were not written to Christians. Okay? Paul, all those guys wrote letters, sent them to Christians. Now they're like, your chapter, yemu. The first chapter, 1 John 1, okay? It's not for Christians. You begin from chapter 2. Can you imagine that nonsense? Okay? Anyway, but ask God for forgiveness. So you can see this doctrine is meant to take people to hell, Christians to hell. Because if God doesn't forgive you, you're ending up in hell. So the devil engineered the doctrine saying, you don't need to ask for forgiveness. Your kawa, all your sins, whatever, don't cover. You understand? Eh? So you can see the devil is intent on taking Christians to hell, thinking that all is well. But for us, man, let us ask God for what? For forgiveness. Okay? Even as we present our requests unto him in prayer. Glory be to God. Forgive us our debts. Okay? Then there's a condition for being forgiven. Okay? The condition is you should have forgiven other people for what they have done against you. Okay? Now, these are the things that, you know, verses which messed me up when I was, anyway, when chaps had deceived me. Okay? He says that, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Okay? Verse 14, Matthew 6, he says that, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Man, this is a hard one. Eh? You go to God and he's like, I'm not going to forgive you until you forgive what? Someone. Okay? You wish this verse wasn't in the Bible. Yeah? But you wish it wasn't there. But man, it's there. Okay? And that also means that we have the ability to forgive. Okay? But very often it's hard. It's hard. Hey, sometimes it's hard, man. Hey, but it's hard. Okay? I had dreams which I forgot, like details of them, I've forgotten them. But one of them, I faintly remember, it was my wedding had happened and what. Then I have a friend. That time we are very close. We are still friends now, but not so what? We're close now. And I met this guy, the chairman of my wedding, what? Because we were tight. You know, someone, you get a taxi and you just go to his home and you stay there for as long as you want. You understand? Eh? We were very tight. Eh? Okay? Very tight. And in fact, I think at his wedding, even his mother got to know the amount of money I gave him. You know, one of those things where you give some guy some diamond, it's a lot. Then later you realize the budget here and the charge, you know. Then you send the guy somewhere. Then the guy, he goes and tells the mother, that man, Mose, you understand? Anyway, where that time. So, you know, Peter? Yeah. So now I make him the chairman of my what? The reason why I'm saying this is because it won't get to him. Okay? Then, man, day one, and Bambi, he had genuine reasons why, you know, because anyway, things, you know, then the second wedding meeting again, I was like, Peter, like, really? Then I think third way, I was like, no, I'm going to fire this guy. You know, I fired him. And I got Dennis. Okay, I fired, you know, and I was very, so anyway, the wedding happens, but I kept that thing in my heart. Okay, then one time, I had a dream, okay? And in this dream, you see, sometimes you can think that you haven't what? Sometimes you can think that you have forgiven a person or you don't have any grudge, you know. But thank God when he reveals it to you that actually you have issues. Okay? So I had a dream, and the dream anyway basically was saying that if you don't forgive Peter, it is going to take you a long time to get into your destiny. The destiny God has for your life. It's going to take you a long time. That is, if you even get there. That was a dream. You understand? You can see, it wasn't a major thing, like you've heard. It's just a guy not being available for your meetings, as you expected. He hasn't even abused you. He hasn't stolen anything from you. But then, you understand? And God in a dream came and told me that if you don't let go of that issue, okay, it's going to take you a long time to enter your destiny. So God was addressing unforgiveness, okay? So he was saying that unforgiveness is going to affect you. You'll be praying in tongues, watch, reading the Bible, okay? But you won't walk into your destiny, with that thing. You won't. It will hinder you from entering there. Glory be to God. Now, I hope this will help you. Man, forgive people. Okay? Forgive what? Okay? Number one, if you don't forgive them, the scriptures say, not Pastor Moses, the scriptures say, Jesus said, okay, that you won't be forgiven. Now, number two, it might mess up some things in your life. And you look for all the prophets in the country. Okay? And they will give you prophecies. Because they have to give you because you want prophecies from them. Very few of them will tell you that, to be honest, Sirina Chigambo, I don't have a word for you. Very few of them are that honest. Not that they're not there, but very few of them are that honest. That man, Omani, Sirina, I have nothing. Okay? You know, and, you know, anyway, you have issues, some issues not going, and it's because of this one thing, unforgiveness. Forgive that boy who rejected you for another boy of another tribe. Eh? Quite a great tribe, you know, eh? Man, years ago. I'm preaching. Ah, very good. You should give me a seed, like what? You should pay me back what I want. I'm joking. Years ago, by the way, I had grand opportunities of, anyway, let me not say this. And so we had a mission. You remember JIC? Yeah, so there was this group of students who used to go to preach, like end of the term, end of the semester, who they would go to preach in Jinja, Iganga, and Ukamuli. So that's why it was called JIC. So we used to go to preach, Yema, you get way up, you know. And so there's a girl I met, before she had come from some university, Nkozi, anyway, so she joined us, okay? The Makere group. Then we come back to Utkampala, then a new term has started. Then we get to hear, like the JIC people, we get to hear that Bambi, that girl, got an accident. And she's admitted in Umulago. Okay? So we're here. I was like, I know that girl. And since I was in med school, okay, I decided to go and see her. So when I went to see her, okay, I found a very cute girl. Okay? A friend of hers who had come to us. Okay? Now, Mwine is like, yeah, now, Pastor, you're preaching. Okay? So anyway, a very cute girl, the nose what was like how, as in, and you could see a decent girl. You know, you can be cute but not decent. So see a decent, well-mannered, cultured girl. Okay? So, wow, I was like, you know, eh? Okay, and so the following day, I go back to see the patient. And I found the other what? Cute girl, like her friend again. So the third day again I went. But now I realized that I was going not to see the patient, but the other what? Cute girl. Okay? And I'll go with my clinical. Actually, I was doing internship, I think. Yeah, in Mulago. Okay? Then one day, so you could see there was some chemist, you know? You could see even her, Then she asked me one question, okay? And you could see if I asked. Now, we hadn't talked anything. It was just there you go, then you talk about the patient, what, but you can see, you know, So one day, she asked me one question, okay? And being an adult at that time, you could tell that if I give the right answer, this thing now is going to be what? Escalated. Okay? I fear to what? To tell you what the question was. Because you might now say, those guys, you know. Anyway, but the girl asked me, are you a Muhima? You answer that question right. I don't know what answer I gave. But at least I know I didn't lie. Glory be to God. Yeah, but where did that come? Anyway, so some, you know, whatever, you know, you have, you know, please, let go. Forgive. Do what? Forgive. Forgive that maid who robbed you. You understand? You try. Forgive, please. Do what? Forgive. Glory be to God. Number one, if you don't forgive, okay, God won't forgive you also. Okay? Now, after this service, you can run and get a sermon that will comfort you, that says that, you don't ask for forgiveness of sins. Jesus on the cross, you can go and listen to that stuff. But for me, I've done my what? Of telling you the words of Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. But remember, we're talking about prayer. Okay? The foundations of effective prayer. Please forgive. Musonyiwe. Brother, I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself. Glory be to God. Okay? There's a study that was done in America, I think. And there was, I don't remember the details exactly, but one of the things it showed is that pastors are like the most wounded, the most hurt people, you know, they even have like mental problems because of those things. You might think, oh, yo, man, but Pastor Babylon, but, and there's a degree of truth to that one. So as I'm preaching to you to forgive, man, I also what? I'm preaching to myself. Glory be to God. Yeah, people have done, you know, things have happened. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, they happen every now and then, you know, and you're like, yeah, but really, really? Okay? But we need to what? To forgive. Glory be to God. Musanyiwe. Otherwise, okay, this could be the reason why the prayer you started in what? 2010. Has never been what? God has in fact has never heard it. Never heard it. Even when you sing. What is that song? Betusa mkama ulira, what is that song? Betusa va, nga God, I have never heard that one. Never. Tansabanga kweche chintu. Simu ulira anga. Glory be to God. Amen? Number four. Okay? Number four. The fourth principle of effective prayer. Okay? There are others, I guess. These are not the only ones, what, that exist. But these are very, they're foundational. You can't escape these ones. Okay? So number four, when you go to pray, pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Okay? Don't pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. Okay? Remember, even when Jesus, okay, in Matthew 6:9, when he was teaching his disciples how to pray, what did he say? He said that, pray in this manner, our Father who art in heaven. You understand? He didn't say pray that, dear Jesus, please what? Give me whatever, a phone. He said pray saying, our Father who art in heaven. Okay? Okay? Now, at a certain stage of your spiritual development, this might not be an issue. God might find with you. But when you've reached a certain stage, God is like, Katigwe, you know better. How do you pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus? Does that make sense? Okay? You go to Bruce, and then you say, Bruce, please give me that phone. Okay? And I'm coming in the name of Bruce. Just stupid. Okay? You can say, yes, give me the phone. I'm coming in the name of Esther, because this Esther was what? Sent me. But don't say, Bruce, I think in the name of Bruce. That's what? Yeah, basic, you know. Yeah, it's not right. Okay? It's not what? Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 23, that, and in that day, which day? The day after his resurrection. Okay? And we're still in that day. We are living in the time after the resurrection. So Jesus said that in that day, you will ask me nothing. Okay? You will ask who nothing? You will ask Jesus nothing. Then he says that, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, this doesn't mean that you don't speak to Jesus. Okay? But there are some things you don't ask Jesus in the name of Jesus. You ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Okay? And by the way, it will even be a very good thing when you go to the Father to first even, you know, tell him about his son. Remember? Thanking him. Man, your son is the best. Because your son died for me. If it wasn't for your son. But you're not asking the son. Okay, you're talking to the Father. Okay, and you know, and you tell him about his son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, like some chaps. Okay, they want money from Museveni. So they see, you know, then man, they go to Museveni and say, man, you're what? Your son. In fact, if you live, let it be your son. Because your son has learned from you. You have taught him how to lead us. So your son. Then say, now, Kati, or good or a ferry. You understand? Hallelujah. Okay, so in that day you ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say unto you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Then he says that, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Glory be to God. Okay? This scripture almost made me not get my wife. Okay? Geraldine. Hallelujah. Thank God she didn't ask me, what's your try? You know? So, back in the day, we were dating, and I used to go to their home almost every day. Then I would have dinner there. Then after dinner, they would pray, you know, like before they go to bed with their mother and sibling. So, yeah, two issues that bothered me with those prayers. Number one, they would say, we're going to pray. But they would first start with jazzing. Things that are not connected to what they're going to pray about. Basically, it was we'll catch up time. But they have gathered to pray. So I was like, Banova guy, with a very serious. Okay? Number two, they would pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. I was like, this one, I need to address it. But not in the congregation, in the assembly of the what? Of the righteous. I was like, I'll address it with this girl I'm interested in. Okay? So one day, I tell her. And I think I told her even the first one, that you guys, you know, you're going to pray, but you just waste time talking. You can't see. Either I wasn't wise or I was like, you know, Then I said, number two, you pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. It's not right. Then, you know they call, Oktankula, Okusikula, Ensanaf. She was like, why, you know, how can you say, you know? Okay. Then I told her, well, the scriptures say, and you think, yes, you know, I show it in the Bible. That Jesus said, okay, in that day you ask me nothing. Say, ask the Father in my name. Then you see, when she saw it, she whatever, the fire. She was honest with scripture. Then she's like, yeah. Glory be to God. So it almost lost me my what? But thank God again, she was a very what? You know, don't argue against scripture. Okay, huh? Some of you, when more answer scripture, just you know, glory be. So I don't know if she told her mother. I know the other, you know, but for me, I was like, I need to assure this girl. Number oli mulokole oli mulokola tali what? Serious. No sabah Jesus, the name of Jesus. I said, no. This thing has to be addressed. I was like, no. I was like, no. Tuli balokole. Boyfriend, girlfriend, balokole but not serious. I was like, tuli kuchechimu kati chino chino. This one has to be addressed. Glory be to God. Narukala. And I addressed it, and you know, and someone was glad to realize that, you're right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, but please don't be like me. You might what? Not get the girl or the boy that you want. Maybe more, inquire of the Lord. You understand? Yeah, inquire of who? Of the Lord. Glory be to God. Number 5. Believe that you have received what you asked. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11 verse 24 says that therefore I say to you, this is Jesus speaking. He said, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Glory be to God. Okay? Of course, there's more that can be said about this. Okay? But you first go with that. Maybe next time we shall explain more on this issue. Okay? You've been walking in righteousness. You enter these gates with thanksgiving. You asked him to forgive you, and you had forgiven others. Okay? And you ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Okay? You address a prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Then you presented your petitions. Okay? Jesus said, okay, believe that you receive what you ask for. Okay? And thereafter you shall have what you ask for. You don't believe after you have. Okay? You believe that you have received before you have. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then in verse 25 he says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. So I've read this to remind you that Jesus said it somewhere else, the forgiving issue. He says that whenever you stand praying, so in prayer, just make sure you are forgiven. Okay? Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. This was said in Matthew 6, okay, now Mark 11, okay, at different times, Jesus talks about forgiveness in prayer. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, but verse 24 is the emphasis. When you stand, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 says that, now this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, very important, according to what? His will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay, this also, we can talk about it another day. But for now, okay, God is emphasizing belief. You know? Glory be. How do you know what you've asked for is in the Lord's will? Okay? Number one, there are things which God has made his will known in the scriptures. Okay? It's evident, you know. You're not praying that God may help you, may ensure that they don't will grab you while you're robbing the bank. But want to basava mukama nyamba tebankwata. You know, now that's not what his way, but that's something which I his way. Okay? Now, then there's something which I not made clear in the scriptures. Okay? And now do you know that they are his will, okay? He will tell you. Kachuinzo kumusaba PhD. Mukama njagala mpa what? A PhD. There's nothing wrong with a PhD. Okay? There's nothing wrong in staying in Munyonyo. I also need a house in what? Here, Munyonyo. You understand? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? But then God can what? Come and talk to you and say, that's okay. Now, for you, For you, you understand, He reveals to you his way, Then sometimes he'll tell you, but if you really want it, no problem. Glory be to God. Okay? So his will is revealed in the scriptures. Okay? Then there are those things which are not clear in the scriptures, okay, which he will, as you relate with him, he will speak to you about them. Okay? Kenneth Hagin, the great Kenneth Hagin. Okay, the great Kenneth Hagin, who passed away. He had, of course, as a preacher who had a ministry, he had a staff, okay? People who were working with him and they needed to be paid, okay? And so there was a guy on his staff, okay? Either on his staff or in the church. And so one time this guy falls sick. And he's admitted in hospital and he's going to die. He's dying. Okay? And Hagin goes to pray for him. Okay? Then he prays for him. Then he sees life is coming back. Then the moment Hagin will stop praying, the guy will be going. Okay? So anyway, Hagin went to the Lord. And say, God, okay, this guy shouldn't go. He's either my best or one of my best workers. My best. God, I need this guy. Okay? I need this guy. He should, heal him. Okay? Then God spoke back to Hagin and told him that, this is the best time for this guy to go. It is his best time. His finances are in order, everything. He's going to live with no issue, And of course, he's going to what? Heaven. Okay? And Hagin's like, no, but God, you are the what? You are in heaven there. I'm in charge of the work here on earth. And I need this guy. You understand? I need him. So you see, God has revealed his will. His will is like, let the guy go. Okay, but Hagin's like, no, Father, your ministry on earth needs this guy. Okay, there were two scenarios. I think for that guy, Hagin then told God, because God insisted also that let the guy go. Okay, Hagin, then he told God that, if he must go, let him go well. Let him not go when he's sick, let him go well. Okay? And immediately the guy, got up for the A. Then even called his children, said bye-bye to them properly. Okay? Then later he tells Hagin, this man, he told Hagin that, I need to go. Okay? Then do you want to go? Yeah? Then I need to go. And then the guy fell back on the pillow and he left. You understand? So I'm sharing that. You see, there was that thing. God reveals his will, but there are some things where you can discuss. Discuss. Okay, why not this? As in, chikukola chi. Obuza mkama ne ubochikola ya uchikuse uvako chi. He, uchikukosa chitia. Then God will say, yeah, of course. Techinkosa na ye, because kati, you have this house in Bukoto. Kati wenkuate ne munyonyo. Now, it might be too much responsibility for you. Bije kutawanya. Because always we're not checking a query in nyumba, ne, no, ate, ne, bimuli vyeri. Like, would you want that? Even to kutawanya, every time you have to drive to Munyonyo, you have to drive to Bo. Like, are you okay with that? Then say, come on, Zim, are you okay? You give me the grace, okuchi handolinga. Then God say, okay. Glory be to God. But I'm not making fun. These things are real. You see, the Father. Say, pray to the Father. Okay? He's a Father. And God is not there, Olika Tonda, you're there, man. Like, He's a Father. Okay? You can talk these things with God. Glory be to God. But be very careful. If you insist on something, let it go. You might regret. You understand? Glory be to God. Okay? And so one day, God willing, we can talk more about this. But the point God wants to make is that believe that what you have asked for, you have received it, and then you will have it. If it's in accordance with His will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And finally, if you know that you have received it, okay, then the automatic response is what? Thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Like Philippians 4:6 says that, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. If you know God has given you something, even if you haven't seen it with your physical eyes, but you know you have it, then you thank God for it. Glory be to God. Okay? Like if God gives you a promise, okay, the promise is not yet fulfilled, but the promise is as good as having what He has promised. Glory be to God. When I first had that dream of getting a second house in Lubowa, man, I drove to Lubowa. I even got a boda boda. I was like, now lead me. Mpwala mulen zizona, mu close zizona, mu, you know, Ndabi. And I was like, God, thank you for, God, you mean you want to bring me to this place? I was like, God, thank you. Silina, like, you even don't have, as in nothing, no money you to, but you're like, God, thank you. Because I knew He had said, and therefore I have it. Glory be to God. Okay? Recently, there's something that happened in my life, and I was like, is this Lubo or what? A project still on now that this thing has happened. And I went to God. Again, I went to God. I fasted 2 days. I was like, Mkame, chintu chine, chalabu wanze, cha cha gala. For me, you know, I told Him. Okay? Then in the midst of the fasting, I felt God was telling me, that one is on, as in, it is for sure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. Very important. Okay? You walk in with righteousness, then you go to pray. And when you pray, you start with thanksgiving. And you also end with thanksgiving. Because you know that what you have asked for, you have received it. And you know that one day you will have it. Therefore, you thank God. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.